When I approached Lyndon Quinn about our show this evening, they were anxious to be involved. When I told them that the theme was what I did for love, they both agreed that though the love they have for each other is indeed immense, they knew a couple who could better express the extreme measures it sometimes take to make love work. So I contacted Billy and Sage in Northern California, and they graciously accepted the invitation to share their story with you. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Billy and Sage.
Thank you. Sue, everybody, this is our friend Sue. She's here to help us. I want to thank the Sacred Fools Theater Company tonight for making this event wheelchair accessible. Thank you. And actually, I want to thank all of you here tonight, too, for your support by following the guidelines that Sue handed out. Did you hand out those guidelines, darling?
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope it wasn't too inconvenient for you to refrain from wearing your favorite colognes and scents tonight. Thank you. Is it here? Oh, right. I'm sorry, sir. Sage is very allergic to the cheap swab shampoo that he forms. I'm sorry, sir. If you just lean back a little bit, maybe she can't smell your scent. She's very sensitive. Thank you, sir. Anyway, also, everybody, thank you so much for wearing your natural fibers this evening for Sage's sake.
Okay. Well, I guess
we're ready. Yes, Sage.
Thank you. When Tom invited us to speak here this evening and talk about love, we were a little nervous. We don't normally do this sort of thing. And also a little concerned that we didn't have a lot to offer.
But Tom was quick to point out that our story was valuable and that our experience might shed some light on this often exciting, often scary adventure called love. That sounds good.
Billy and I met 8.5 months ago.
Yes. I first connected with Sage when my band, Wheels in Motion. Oh, you've heard of it? We were doing a cover of the Indigo Girls song, Galileo, when we first walked out.
I belong to a support group. Lesbian separatists with environmental illness and multiple chemical sensitivity. And I was co-coordinator for a dance that we were hosting. Lesbian separatists with environmental illness and multiple chemical sensitivity. Spring Fling.
That was quite a banner.
Dance, it was important to us as lesbian separatists not to exclude anybody. We had budgeted for a band. We thought, what better way to include the mobily challenged, handy capable community than invite them to play at our event?
Oh, sweetheart, maybe right now is a good time as any to maybe explain to our guests what EI is. Well, this is one of the many symptoms of EI, mental confusion.
Are you okay? Goodbye. EI, environmental illness, and MCS, multiple chemical sensitivity, are afflictions that attack the immune system. Individual body chemistry and overexposure to pollution, chemicals, and other toxins destroying beautiful Mother Earth, combined to deplete my natural defense system. Basically, I'm allergic to the world.
Yeah, obviously. This illness affects her life and the life of those who care about her very, very immensely. And I mean, it's hard to thrive in a world where you can't breathe. In fact, well, this is actually a funny story. At the fling, when my band, Whim, Wheels in Motion, we took a break, and Sage asked me to dance with her. Oh, God, I was so blown away. And she was sitting in my lap, and we were reeling to a Melissa Etheridge song. I want to come over. And she passed out. I wanted to believe it was from our chemistry together, but actually it was from the chemistry of my patchouli.
Unfortunately, after coming to, I had to leave the dance, but the synergy and connection that we had that evening really made us want to see each other again.
The goddesses were really looking out for us. We ran into each other the very next day at the organic farmer's market. Oh, we spent the whole day together.
We shared a pot of kukicha tea, and we watched the sunset.
2 weeks later, she asked me to marry her. I said yes. Oh, gosh, she could have knocked me out of my wheelchair with a feather.
We were so happy.
Mm. Yes. Oh, I just remember just doing wheelies and donuts the whole way home.
We got some crazy looks that day.
We were so excited to start our life together that we began planning that very day.
Yeah. Well, planning a wedding takes a lot of work, and as most of you here in the audience know, that as gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender couples, the obstacles we face are even greater.
In addition to the negative stereotypes and the rampant homophobia towards same-sex unions thrust upon society by evil, misogynistic men who rule our lives, basing their decisions solely on the useless and disgusting appendage between their legs. I mean, we have the added difficulty of making our ceremonies safe and accessible for those of us with disabilities. Mm-hmm.
Of the 28 fellow sisters we invited to share in our glorious lifelong commitment ceremony, about two-thirds were disabled, and seven or eight of us had severe environmental illness. So the big challenge came from making the event safe and accessible without losing the romance. And I think we succeeded.
We decided to have it outdoors, so, well, not only to accommodate the large group, but also for our concerns for environmental safety.
Yeah, and at the time, I was in the process of having an environmentally sound yurt constructed to move into. But in the meantime, I was living in a small, hermetically sealed studio apartment. And so we decided to have the ceremony in Billy's backyard. Unfortunately, Billy lives in a pretty industrial neighborhood.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's very industrial.
We chose a Sunday as the fumes would have been unbearable any other day of the week.
And we had it in August so that it would be warm enough to have it outside. Mm-hmm.
And we chose mid-afternoon so that all of the women with illnesses who couldn't function either early in the morning or later in the evening would be able to attend.
Yeah. And we made sure there was plenty of shade in the backyard for women who were sun and or heat sensitive.
One of Billy's biggest contributions to the ceremony that day was getting the okay from her roommates to let us use the bathroom in the house for the guests.
Yes.
That was a big relief.
Yeah. I'm knowing that the fumes and smoke would just instantly ruin our glorious day, I canvassed the neighborhood a week before, and I asked our neighbors not to barbecue the day of the ceremony.
Yeah. And I sent out the invitations out of all natural papyrus and printed with organic vegetable dyes.
Oh, beautiful.
They really were. It was Sage's brilliant idea to insert inside the invitations a 2-page access information sheet, mm-hmm. like the one you received this evening. She lovingly folded them inside the invitations.
In this information, I requested that the women bathe in safe products before arriving, and especially launder their clothes and keep them tightly wrapped in plastic bags so that it wouldn't pick up any laundry scents from other clothes, and also to refrain from using incense, chewing gum, and hand lotion.
And, of course, smoking was out of the question. We asked them not to smoke at all during the ceremony, even if they went a block or two away.
Well, the smoke would cling to their hair and clothes and make many of us very ill.
Organizing the potluck took the most work.
You can say that again.
Organizing the potluck took the most
work. Many of us had only 5 or 6 foods we could eat due to food allergies. So. My goal was to eliminate all of the major allergy-inducing foods, such as wheat, cow dairy products, sugar, and fruit, as they tend to be addictive. And I didn't want any of the guests, including myself, going into a binge cycle from the food that they were addicted and or allergic to.
Oh, it's crazy getting everything together, but it was well worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the result was an incredible potluck. It was awe-inspiring to look at, and it was delicious and satisfying to eat.
And most important, safe.
Oh. Sue, slide. You have to see this. It's glorious.
It turned out lovely.
Oh my goodness. The colors. You see the blue and the yellow and the red and the purple. That wasn't on accident.
No.
We did that on purpose. The glorious sapphic colors of the rainbow. Oh gosh, we had to buy that about a month ahead of time, open up all the packages and let them air out. The fumes were quite stinky. Oh. Of course, we had normal plates and cups and silverware for women who were sensitive to the dyed paper products.
And what to serve to drink was another big dilemma.
Oh.
Alcoholic beverages were out of the question, as all 28 of the sisters invited to share in our love ritual were 12-step members. It was a hot day, so we served iced herbal tea and Naya, the goddess of spring water.
Many of the guests were invited that came used wheelchairs, and so we made clear in the access information sheets that they would have to use stairs to get to the closest bathroom. My good friend, Mad Dog, she volunteered to help us out on our special day. She was wonderful. She said that she would help carry him up the stairs or maybe help them empty their urinals if they needed to. But, I mean, this turned out actually to be quite unnecessary.
Oh, my goodness.
Fellini, my friend, she said she didn't mind scooting up the stairs on her butt. Bless her heart. It was, what a trooper. Oh, she did that all day long. It must have been the Naya. Oh, she was exhausted by the end of the day, but she said also that she was totally fine using her urinal in the bushes. Sue, I'm sorry. This is very heroic. Bless her.
Oh, the actual exchanging of the vows was, of course, the highlight of the ceremony. Our ceremony was conducted by the goddess Moonshadow. She was a self-ordained ministress of theology.
Many of you might know this when you're planning a ceremony such as this. I mean, the person that's giving the vows, it's the most important choice that you can make. And goddess Moonshadow, I first was introduced to her at the Michigan Women's Festival several years ago. Oh my goodness, can you believe this? We were at the festival that year. We were there at the same time, but we didn't know each other then.
Oh, crazy. But the weird thing is we were both incredibly moved by her Women's Perspective series.
Yes.
And what really, really sealed the deal for us, it was her biannual "A Woman Needs a Man, Like a Fish Needs a Bicycle" newsletter.
We felt so blessed when she agreed.
Yes.
Oh gosh. Oh, the decision not to have bridesmaids was difficult.
Yes, but we included every guest all the same.
We decided to have a maypole.
With us as the pole.
Oh, sigh.
Thank you.
As each woman arrived, we gave her a colored hemp ribbon. And after we said the vows, which we wrote ourselves, each woman circled us with her ribbon, enveloping us with her love and her good wishes.
It was at this point that many of the sisters shared poems or songs or stories about women in love. Mm. It truly made the special occasion, I think, and we felt positively warmed by their blessings of love.
I bet you're thinking right now, hey, what about the cake?
Oh, I know we were.
Well, as many of us had the dietary restrictions, and, you know, Sage also allergic to most things, I mean, having a traditional wedding cake was out of the question. But we were pretty stumped as to what to do.
But we shouldn't have worried.
Goddess.
Once again, Goddess answered our prayers. Our friend Bobby, a local artiste who creates dioramas using all-natural, biodegradable, recyclable debris to recreate scenes from historic feminist society being oppressed by man, created yet another masterpiece for us in lieu of the traditional wedding cake. The following slide depicts Gertrude Stein and her struggle in a male-dominated society. The turnip is Gertrude, carrying all of female society on her back, needless to say. The zucchini is man.
It was incredibly moving. I mean, we almost didn't want to eat it.
Almost.
I'm sorry. It was a glorious day, and at the end, the women were not only physically and emotionally exhausted, they just, I mean, Sage really hung in there well.
I was pretty pooped, but I wasn't about to call it quits on our very special day. Although I was physically unable to move at this point, Billy lovingly seeped me a cup of ginseng tea, and then she soaked the liquid in an unbleached cotton cloth. She draped it over her bare breast, and I suckled her, the healing nectar dripping into my throat.
Don't have a slide of that.
Join the festivities. And Pat broke out her guitar and Lee played her lute. We sang songs and cried.
Oh, it was at this point that our neighbor Brian Brian, who hadn't been home when I was canvassing the neighborhood, decided to have a barbecue.
On purpose.
Oh, gosh, it was evil. I'm sure he did it on purpose. I mean, the party just instantly just ended. Slide. Sorry. Thank you. And, well, thankfully, it was pretty much over by then.
So, yeah, that was it. That's our love story.
Yes.
Obviously, every couple has their own dreams and needs. It's just all about making your love special. I hope that we prove to all of you that it is possible to overcome those sometimes seemingly insurmountable odds.
I hope our story helped maybe strengthen a bond that you might have with a cherished one.
And for those of you who are wondering how we're doing 6 months now after our life-changing ceremony, let us just say that life is more glorious than ever.
While it's unfortunate that we can't cohabitate...
Well, my dietary and environmental restrictions became too much for Billy to live with. And she refused to get rid of her 7 cats, 2 of which are long-haired Persians.
Ellen and Anne are like children to me.
So Anne's been kind of acting strange lately.
I never trusted that cat.
I can't believe you said that.
You said you loved her.
Sorry.
Our relationship is thriving nonetheless. Billy and I speak on the phone daily, and twice a week she triple washes her clothes to remove cat hair, dander, and other environmental toxins, and we have special dates.
These dates are our special time together to reaffirm our undying love and commitment towards each other. And also, they're a good time for us to have deep and meaningful dialogue on life and the general uselessness of the male species in our society.
So, thanks for listening.
Yes.
And Godspeed to all of you.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Sue. We were talking to, thank you, everybody. We hoped at this time to answer some questions that you might have, but the fatigue is setting in, and we have to get Sage home now. If you wouldn't mind mailing your questions to me, but please mail them to me as the airborne pollutants that cling to the envelopes wreak havoc on Sage's respiratory system. Thank you.
Or you can contact us through Tom. Tom?
Yes.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Or you can reach us at our website, www.sasaduo.com.
Thank you.